Scrolling. This is an extra scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflow.
And we just got back from Wisconsin Comic Convention. And boy, did we have a lot of fun.
We did have a lot of fun. In fact, we want to thank everyone who was able to sit down and have a few minutes with us as we learned a little bit about the projects they're working on. And so, wow, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Let's get to our first interview.
And you, at that point, picked up and started writing.
In 2009 I started writing, and I have been writing for about the last 10 years.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about Ignite and what it's about?
So Ignite is my recently released young adult fantasy novel. It is about a secret society called the Lumen Society, and they live alongside dragons. They have been that way for the past couple thousand years, and like any good society, they have to grow, they have to expand. So they do that by inducting a group of teenagers into their ranks. They get magically induced, they get paired with a dragon egg, and our main character, her name is Nail, her pairing doesn't go according to plan. So everybody else, they get an egg immediately. Nail's going to have a little bit of a tougher journey ahead of her. She's going to have to give up a bit more of her humanity, make some sacrifices that nobody else is going to have to make, and some hard choices.
Enjoy.
And this is the first book. Is this part of a series?
Yeah, absolutely. This is part of a series. So right now it's planned to be a 5 or 6 book series, but I don't want anybody to hold me to those numbers too hard, because you know how that goes with writers.
Sure.
Sometimes they just get a little longer, so yeah.
And where was the genesis, the beginning that you started thinking about this idea?
I think it came personally from a love of the Loch Ness Monster, honestly. I love cryptids, and for me, the Loch Ness Monster really sparks a question of, you know, let's say you and I, tomorrow, we find footage of Nessie. Wouldn't that be a little bit, that'd be okay. Like, that would be exciting, even.
Yes.
But what if there are people right now who are dredging up Loch Ness, and they're looking for DNA proof of Nessie, and I hate it. Because I know deep in my heart, you're probably not going to find something. What you are going to find is something explainable. I don't care that there's something explainable. I don't care if it's a giant cod. I don't care if it's a rogue alligator that's been alive for 400 years. That's all explainable to me. I love the mystery of it. So for me, when I thought about doing a book like this, and you look across all the cultures that have ever existed, almost every single one of them has a dragon or a dragon-like creature, some sort of dragon representation. So where does that come from? There's something in our psyche. There's something that sparks something in us that says, there are these giant lizards, and they're winged, and sometimes they're benevolent, and sometimes they breathe fire, they bleed poison. It's in us. So there has to be some spark of truth to that. So that's really where Ignite came from, and just narrowing in on this world of what if they are real? What if they do still exist? What does that look like? How does that actually happen? Who would go there? Who would be part of that society? And who would turn that society up on its head and make everything go to chaos?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So tell me a little bit about your writing process.
So for me, a story really starts at an interesting world. And I like to marinate on an interesting world for a long time, because sometimes a world that's interesting is not necessarily a world with great problems. And it's not necessarily a world with interesting plots or good characters. So sometimes they get dismissed, and sometimes if they can stick around, that might be a good book to write. If the world tends to be flawed, if I can make enough problems in it, if it's interesting enough, then I narrow in on the one person who is most central, who is going to change the most, who is going to have the most issues with the world they're living in, who is going to have to sacrifice or have the most taken away from. That's going to be my main character. And then I like to surround them with a cast of characters who have issues with the world that are a little different than the main character. They have different coping mechanisms, or they have different interactions or experiences with it, and just throw them all together and see how they react and behave.
Let's go back. You're a young person. And then what was the first book or book series that really grabbed you and sort of inspired you to explore to be a writer?
You know, honestly, I think it started with the Wishbone books.
Okay.
There have been a lot of other books along the way, but for me, Wishbone was such a wonderful way to introduce a lot of classical literature at that middle grade age range. Like, I think I was in first or second grade when I first started reading the Wishbone books. I still have them. My oldest daughter is 9. She is currently reading the Wishbone books, which took a little bit of effort because the covers are a bit 90s, and so she was, "Mom, I'm not into it." But now she is loving them.
Wishbone, the dog who thinks that he's psychic.
Yes.
The dog who thinks that he can communicate with people.
Yes.
Because
it was a TV series. The book series was great. And it was, you know, when I got to like high school and we were doing things like Romeo and Juliet, we were doing Joan of Arc, right, we were doing A Tale of Two Cities. It was like, oh yeah, I've read this. I've read the bones of this. I've seen it before. So no, I thought that was a great way to really spark a young mind.
And as the mother of a 9-year-old, what advice would you give a young person who is thinking about writing or would like to be a good writer at some point?
I would say, whatever you love, follow that. Don't try to follow whatever the conventional, whatever the popular is. Find something that really appeals to your heart, that sparks your interest, that you want to see more of, that when you go to the bookstore, when you're looking for a book and you can't find enough of it and you want it, write it. Those are the kinds of things that we need young people to write.
And where can our listeners find out more about where to find your books and the new projects you're currently working on?
Right. So currently, Ignite is only available in print, in person, or you can reach me on my Instagram at Carice Crow. And I know my name is not normal, but it's spelled C-H-A-R-I-S. Last name is Crow, C-R-O-W-E.
And we'll have that in our notes also.
Awesome. So you've got that. So you can find me on my Instagram. It will be releasing on Amazon in the fall or early winter. And yeah, that's primarily where you can find me for now.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you to Carice Crow. We look forward to your book being released, and we are going to read the heck out of that dragon book.
No kidding. Thank you so much. We look forward to more from her.
I don't know, Chip. Is that enough information to survive an extra scrolling?
Only if we come back for the next extra scrolling,
Steve. We have so many ready to go. We got a lot of stuff. We got a lot of wonderful people to talk to, and we'll get to those this week.
And we have our new podcast coming out every Tuesday, so listen to Too Much Scrolling.
I want to thank you again for listening to Too Much Scrolling. I'm Steve Fodor.
I'm Chip Hessenflug.
We'll see you in the future.